The cover song that I've chosen for you today is Buddy Holly. It was originally written and recorded by Weezer back in 1994 on their debut self-titled album. This cover is by Little Pictures from a live event that they did. It also appears in some other compilation, but I can't remember what it is. Anyway, so this is Little Pictures with our Cover Me feature here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
What's with these homies dissing my girl? What have they got a front? What did we ever do to these guys to make them so violent? And you know I'm yours, and I know you're mine, and that's for all time.
I look just like Buddy Holly.
Myself whole. Am I wasting time on my own? Whoa, oh, oh, and on my own. And how do I start tripping over my head, then my heart? Don't think I'll be the last. Whoa, oh, oh, and oh, oh, oh. Why should I care at all? Watch me fall. Maybe I'm losing in trying to resist. Should I just go with it? Whoa, oh, oh, and go, oh, oh. Why should I care at all?
listen to everything, so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Mercy.
91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Busting our way into the third hour of today's show. Thanks for joining me here on a really cold, yucky day here in the Boston area. Hope it's nice where you are. We finished up there with some new stuff from a band called The Hazy Seas. They're an unsigned indie alt-pop foursome out of Marquette, Michigan, but they have since relocated to Chicago. I first featured them in April of last year, spinning their first single called Evergreen. They returned with another one, and that is called Kite Dodging. Both songs can be had for free, and I've provided that link at my website, which is tksmusic.com. The Dodos, going back to Time to Die with Fables. The Polecats, Make a Circuit with Me. Good rockabilly stuff from the album Polecats Are Gold. St. Raymond, Fall at Your Feet. And we started the hour with our Cover Me feature, Little Pictures, covering Weezer's Buddy Holly.
That does not hurt. You want me to give you something that hurts there? How about that? Huh? How about that? Did that hurt? Yeah, that's what
Please
I thought. Oh, you gonna cry now? Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, you know what? That might work on some people. You think that's gonna hurt my feelings or something?
When you hear someone hurting a child, will you do something?
I am so tired of you. Are you listening to me, Mr. Dick?
Or just turn up the radio. Learn what to do if you see abuse or neglect at BeHumane.org, sponsored by the American Humane Association.
We have music coming to you in this hour from KT Tunstall, some Beach Fossils, and our Double Down feature artist, which is Lawrence. We'll include two tracks from their latest record. Next up is new stuff from Deidre and the Dark. They are, it's basically a musical vehicle for Deidre Muro. She's an indie alt-pop songstress. She's based in Brooklyn, New York. She does a wonderful job of blending old and new influences into, I guess I would describe it as a delicious indie pop stew. She's just released this single called Which Way. So it's new music from Deidre in the Dark here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is a tune called California from a band called The Lagoons. They're an unsigned jazzy synth-pop rock duo currently based in Austin, Texas. They are Joey and Ryan Sellen. Joey plays keys, saxophone, sings, and produces. Ryan also sings, handles the drum kit and guitars. And he also produces as well. That tune came out August of 2016. It is available for free download, and I provided that link at my website at tksmusic.com. The Go-Betweens. 16 Lovers Lane is the album. Grant McLennan and the band there from Streets, or that tune was Streets of Your Town. Deidre in the Dark got it started with their brand new standalone single called Which Way. Well, it's time for our next feature. It's called Double Down. Today's artist is Lawrence. Lawrence is fronted by siblings Clyde and Gracie Lawrence, and they're supported by a 7-piece rhythm section, which includes 2 saxophones and a trumpet. What's not to like? This New York City collective released their debut full-length album, Breakfast, on March 11th of 2016. I just think these kids are amazing, and their debut album made my top 10 list of 2016. I'm going to start this feature with the album's selected single. This is Do You Want to Do Nothing With Me? This is Lawrence as our Double Down featured artist here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
And I'll order you pads. We be living our dreams as our love grows. What an intimate occasion, you and me and HBO tomorrow night. So wrong, it's so right. So say you want it, darling, cause you know I want it too. And there's just one thing that I wanna do. Do you wanna do nothing? Do you wanna do nothing with me?
91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is a tune from the Low Millions. They're a pop rock band out of California. They launched their debut album, Ex-Girlfriends, in 2004, which is where that album is from, or that song is called Eleanor from Ex-Girlfriends. Adam Cohen fronts the band. He is Leonard Cohen's son. Then it was their Double Down featured artist Lawrence. Two songs from them, Alibi and Do You Want to Do Nothing With Me, from their fabulous debut album, Breakfast. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, you can do that at my website at tksmusic.com. While you're there perusing the playlist, you can also see the top 10 list of 2016 that I've posted. Some videos housed there and some free downloads available as well. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Next up on the playlist is a tune from a band that I've been following since 2010. They are Imaginary Cities. They're a hardworking band out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. They are growing as musicians and songwriters. I recently ran across this tune from them last year. It's called Set My Heart on Fire. I was totally taken with it. It's from their latest EP called Leftovers. New music from Imaginary Cities here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Music you can't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
2, 3, 4. Ooh. Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, let marry me.
Ooh-hoo.
But I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh-hoo.
My heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years.
Ooh-hoo.
So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Now I won't come back, 'cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see. Yeah.
Ooh-hoo.
And it said no, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh-hoo.
Do it for me for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. I hope you had some fun too. Hope you got a new song out of the deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for music you might otherwise miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Marjorie Fair, going back to their self-help serenade release from 2004. This tune is called Waves. Y'all have a great day, and I'll see you next week.
Things I thought about, silly boy, you often thought. fall of 82. I fell into dark times and you were there to help me through. You told me that a downturn will eventually improve, and you were right, so I'm thankful.